Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by City Manager Harold Stewart to talk about the latest Knoxville City Council meeting.
A couple of changes to some ordinances at this latest City Council meeting. The first one, kind of important in the community in regards to yard sales and garage sales, and another one in regards to permitted fowl, I guess. Talk a little bit about these changes to these ordinances.
Well, the first one, as far as garage sales, this is something that the council discussed at great length probably a couple of months ago. It was shortly after Nationals. We had received several complaints and safety concerns regarding a garage sale that was taking place in town for an extended period of time. As staff reviewed the codes, there wasn't anything that prohibited that, and so the city's hands were pretty much tied as far as any type of regulation of that. Direction was given to staff by the council that they did want to see some changes in place that regulated that to a slight extent. So staff brought that back last night, and basically we amended the code that limits yard sales and garage sales or any of that type of activity. And it can't be any more than 5 consecutive days in a row, and you can only have them 2 times a year, with the exception of during Nationals, that 2 weeks, that those regulations don't apply. So as the code reads now, as approved by the council, ultimately citizens can have up to 3 garage sales a year. You can do the full 2 weeks during Nationals, and then you can have 2 additional 5-day garage sales in a 12-month period. And it's going to be complaint-based driven. City staff is probably not going to go around and monitor every garage sale, but if we have somebody that has a neighbor that's having a garage sale that they feel is in violation of the code, they have the ability to call, and the staff will begin monitoring it at that point. The second issue was what we refer to as the urban chicken ordinance. This was an issue that was brought forward probably about a year and a half ago by some citizens that wanted to be able to have urban chickens, and city code did not allow for it. Council did approve an urban chicken ordinance that allowed that type of use under certain conditions and parameters, which included pulling a permit. But when council approved it, they approved it with a 1-year sunset, so it was only allowed for 1 year. That sunset came to fruition here recently, and so staff brought that back to council. Council did decide that they wanted to extend the sunset for an additional year, and so the action they took allowed that permit and process to stay in place for an additional year. So far, it seems to be, fairly successful. There hasn't been any real issues with it. We've had a few permits pulled, and they've all adhered to code, and we haven't had any significant issues with it. So from a staff perspective, we haven't had any challenges or anything with administering the code as was approved by council.
There was also a couple of agreements that came to fruition last night by the council, the Hormel agreement, and there was one for a waste management lid agreement. Tell us about the decisions on these.
The first one, the Hormel agreement, that's one that staff has been working on with Hormel for probably a year and a half or so. Hormel's been a great partner. Basically, we have some sewer manholes between the wastewater reclamation facility and the Hormel plant that had suffered damage. In discussion with Hormel, with them being a good community partner, they've agreed to reimburse the city 80% of the cost of that project. We previously had a letter from Hormel that expressed their intention to reimburse us the 80%, but we wanted a legally binding agreement between the two entities, and that was the action that was taken last night, just ratifying what we'd already agreed to previously. The digester lid at water reclamation facility, that's a project that has been ongoing. When we awarded the contract several months ago, it had a deadline that everything needed to be done and complete by October 15th. Well, we're beyond that point at this time, which triggers a penalty clause within the contract, and they came and discussed with staff of whether or not that the deadline could be postponed until November 15th. One of the concerns staff had, however, was given the time of season that we're in and the drop of temperatures, if they don't get that lid replaced adequately, there's a significant risk that the bacteria that are in that digester that are part of the natural process of the water treatment could all be killed by the lower temperatures. Contractor requested that if the city would agree to move the deadline back to November 15th, that they would bear all costs necessary with making sure that that bacteria is in place as it should be. And so that was what was brought forward to the council for their consideration, was whether or not they wanted to grant that extension under those conditions. And ultimately, the council did decide to do that. And then if it's not done by November 15th, then that $500 a day penalty goes back into effect for every day after November 15th that it's not completed.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest city manager, Harold Stewart, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.